When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. This would be the Jeff Cameron Show right here on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV. Great to be with you as always. I'm Jeff. That's Tom. That's Director Matthew. And you're you. You're listening to us. We do appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Also, make sure if you're watching on War Chant TV to like and subscribe as we get underway here and I get all my technical stuff together. Like and subscribe so that others can find the show, obviously. And for those of you listening on 93.3 Real Talk Radio, thank you so much for that as well. Didn't come out with a bunch of bluster today. Don't feel that in me. Can't fake that today for obvious reasons. I think the overwhelming sadness of the events of the last 24 hours make that a little bit difficult. I will admit, and I always want to be transparent on the show, so that's another reason for having sort of an even keel beginning. It's been an interesting day. Today's my son finished eighth grade, and no matter how frivolous I think and silly sort of elementary and middle school graduations are, one can't help but think on a day like today that we should appreciate those. That we should take the time to appreciate those. There are people who wish they could. So my thoughts are elsewhere a little bit today. I'm not going to be like this for 2 hours. We're going to be all right. We'll talk sports because I also know that as conflicted on a given day as I might feel. And by the way, I've got the greatest job in the world. I am really cognizant of that. Pretty much every day I come in here, every day that I get to get up and I'm paid pretty well to talk sports, to entertain, to laugh, to goof off, and to go home and get to be with my family and then come back and do it again the next day, I couldn't be luckier. I'm aware of that. It's only on days like this or days where there is something overwhelming in magnitude that makes sports feel very frivolous, at times meaningless, that it can be difficult because you don't want to fake it. You don't want to come in and, it's kind of my job to do that if I have a headache. It's kind of my job to do that if I'm frustrated about an aspect of my, personal life, or something happened within the family, or frustrations about work that needs to be done at the house. Like, I always feel like nobody wants to hear that. They come here to escape and have fun, and you get your ass in there and you hype it up and have a good time because you're the luckiest guy in the world and you get to talk sports for a living. So don't worry about the fact that you need to put a new roof on your house. T-Spark will get you. Don't do that. But when it comes to stuff like the tragedy that we see all too often anymore, like what happened yesterday in Texas, it is tough. It can be tough to summon the zeal and the exuberance and the gusto and all of the over-the-top bravado and all of that that works within the context of a fun, engaging, energetic, well-paced radio program. So forgive me if the energy is not as it's not to the level that I like it to be on a daily basis. So didn't want to start the show under a false pretense. So but I am again well aware of the extreme good fortunes that I have in my life and hopefully a lot of you have in yours on a regular basis. But it's good to have Tommy back. It feels like it's been, just because of circumstance, a while, buddy.
Yeah, well, I would say, as frivolous as you believe it to be, congratulations, Bryce. I will say it's not frivolous at all. You've completed middle school. There you go. Yeah. On to the next. And as you know, those next 4 years are wild. Just the different person that you are when you actually graduate. That's what you would say, when you actually graduate from something versus frivolously graduating.
Well, being pushed through, everybody gets through middle school. They damn sure make sure of it. But yes, you're right. And I should say congratulations to him. And my sixth grader is excited to be done with school today. And
Clark, I hope your sixth grade graduation went phenomenally.
Yeah. No.
I hope that bus ride isn't too bumpy for you.
Yeah, that kid. He's you know what? I'll share this with you. So I think sometimes, certainly your kids, you know, I mean, like everybody else, my heart weighed heavy yesterday, and I'm not good. Nobody's good at seeing carnage. Nobody's good at watching, or reading about, or hearing, or listening, or in any way grasping that little kids have been murdered. But when you, I'm pretty much a guy that wears my emotions on my sleeve. So I guess at one point as I was going to bed, because I refused to sit and watch on a loop the news in general. I refused to do that. But I especially refuse to do that when it's something this dark and this tragic. But I'm sure it was written all over my face. So I'm getting ready to go to bed. And I was like, that's it. I'm turning the TV off. I don't need to see this. I'm going to go watch hockey. I'm going to go, and this is where sports is an escape, and this is where sports
absolutely.
Talk show is an escape, and I'm aware of that, and so it is that you come in and you do the job, and as you should.
And as those things go, those were good games last night.
Yeah, the Rangers were not having it right off the bat. Carolina can't win on the road. By the way, the Lightning are going to the finals, but so this is
oh, just, whoa, yeah, whoa.
Stop it.
Easy.
Stop it. Those two teams are BS. Anyhow, I'm not buying Carolina or New York, but that's okay. That's okay. Let them duke it out. I hope they go seven.
There we go.
I hope they go seven and beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
So what I will tell you is that so I go to bed. I go to turn that on in the back and just kind of veg out. And I guess Clark could tell that, like, I was in thought, you know, just. And he comes in to give me a hug. And I go, hey, Dad's going to go to bed a little early tonight, buddy. Going to watch a little hockey and lay in here. I'm not going to sleep right now, but I'm going to watch a little hockey and just kind of veg out back here. And I said, make sure. And I was just giving him the order of things. You know, like, listen, close to 9 o'clock, I want you to brush your teeth.
PEMDAS, parentheses, exponent.
Yeah. I need you to do this, this, and this. And I want your lights out by 10. You know, that kind of thing. And he goes, so I have a question for you. And I'm like, oh, man. After a day like today, I'm like, what's coming, you know? And I'm, unfortunately, I think as parents, those of you out there who are, especially if kids in elementary or middle school, you've had to answer some of those questions that are a little bit difficult when your kid sees stuff like this. But I thought that's what was coming. I was really worried about it. And it wasn't that at all. He wants to know if he can get his ears pierced. That was the question.
Oh, man.
That was the question, was, Dad, can I get my ears pierced? Now, here's the funny part about that. You know, and I've talked about this on the air, at one time, I had, back when I had hair, a lot of it, everywhere, like, same length, Bono-esque, all the way, you know, I had all that.
Yeah, yeah. There's something really quickly as a sidebar. Did you see the article, Boston Tech, yesterday? This is not a joke. This is not April Fool's joke.
No,
obviously,
no.
It's not April 1st. But there is a study that's in advanced phases. It's for an alopecia pill that in 44% of people, this is preliminarily, hair grows back, full head of hair.
Oh, boy.
Now, if that was in play,
would I use
it? Is your identity too far in one direction, or would you entertain the idea? Because it's not It's not my real hair, quote unquote. It would be for real.
It would be my real hair.
If that's possible, would you do it?
I don't think so.
I saw it at 2:52 p.m. yesterday, or else I would have brought it to the attention of both of you guys at headlines.
Yeah, me and Corey especially.
It would have
been
a perfect question for you.
You know what's fun about bald guys is we argue which bald guy is more bald. I have more hair than Corey, and I point that out as if it means something. Like the minuscule amounts of hair that I have, it's thicker and better than
his. He's
going
to be denied an access to a place because,
if we must, go ahead, feel my scalp. There's some hair there. You got nothing.
Listen here, James Carville.
You couldn't grow it if you wanted to. So here's the thing. I had a lot of hair, and I had a bunch of earrings. And when I went away at East Tennessee State, the coach there, the first day I was there, was enraged. I mean, they were furious that I had grown it out throughout my senior year. The only reason I did was because at the start of the season, I told Tommy Carter, I'm going to grow my hair until we lose. I was like, and we went undefeated. So it got funnier and funnier. It was like, this is amazing. And then it became like, well, screw it. Now I'm never going to never cut my hair. But the bottom line is, my son knows that I once had a ton of hair at a pretty young age, grew it really long to the point where I was frequently disparaged as a hippie, whatever else. And I had three earrings and I wore these giant hoops.
The bum's lost, Cameron.
Yeah. I had in descending order. They were big, medium, small. I had those kind of hoops. I had everything going. I was a pirate. And so he's like, oh, wait a minute, Dad. You can't tell me that if I want to make some sort of a whatever fashion statement or whatever that I can't. Like, you can't get mad at me for asking you that. I said, well, I'm mad at you for asking. You can ask anything you want. Doesn't mean I'll grant the wish, but you can ask anything you want. By all means, the door is always open. So I told him that the answer was no for now and that we'll talk about it later. But that never works with kids. It never works that, like, because I just wanted some time to talk it through with him when we had more time and it wasn't at the end of the night. And, you know, I want to be in the right headspace. And the answer is going to be no if you're listening, Clark, until you get to high school. But the point would be.
What grade in high school?
Ninth or tenth, somewhere in there.
Really?
Yeah. But okay. What was happening was.
You are a hippie.
So what ended up happening was that, you know, basically he saw this as a deflection on not wanting to talk about the issue. And I said, no, we're going to talk about it later. I'm going to watch hockey right now and decompress. And he didn't want to hear that. And that's how that went. But I was really worried that it was going to be the other conversation, which is tough to wrap your head around.
The irony of your brother being an air traffic controller. There is no proverbial air traffic controller in the world that can reroute Clark.
That is correct. And that is a really solid analogy on your part.
Yep.
I will give to you our thoughts, you and I, because we were just having the discussion mere moments ago before the show started about how the show was going to go and what we were going to talk about. But you and I went through something that I attempted to do a little bit of yesterday on some of the headlines and didn't get to. But we went through talking about the potential starting five of the offensive line and the variations of and what that looks like and what it means to have picked up the commitment from Charlotte transfer Dimitri Emmanuel. And, you know, I know Ira wrote a column for us on warchant.com about what Pro Football Focus's grades were from the past season, that's one way of looking at it, vetting it. Again, a lot of times when we have to look at PFF, I understand it's never PFF that is, and this is true in general. It is not the be-all, end-all of assessing what a player is or is not. There are a lot of faults with PFF and a lot of flaws to the way they go about their ranking system, in my opinion. But it's not without some merit. It's not without some means by which to analyze, especially when you couple it with other forms of analyzing a player's abilities. And when we look at PFF a lot of times, we get very depressed because it does seem to be a spot-on indicator of exactly how bad our offensive line typically is. It's not true of all players at all places. Seems to be really accurate when it comes to our inability to block people.
No, if you see orange and yellow, you're like, they had a good game. And that's not a good thing.
No.
Because yellow is average.
If I see yellow, I'm damn near taking off my pants.
Yep, there it is.
I'm like, look at this. Yeah. Let's celebrate. We were yellow. We weren't bright red ass. Sorry. We were yellow.
I believe we've gotten zeros in the last 5 years.
So, a couple players.
At least individual game. We've had zero grades.
We have had a player receive a zero. A zero.
Yeah.
That is akin to putting you, me, or air out there against the defender.
Right. Well, it's like getting a zero on the SAT. Because you get a baseline of several hundred points for just filling it out.
I think it's 200 for putting your name on it.
It could be correct. Yeah.
Something along
I forget.
Those lines.
It's been years.
It's been a long time. Even longer for me, buddy.
But that's like getting a zero on the SAT.
Yeah.
And showing up and filling the whole thing out.
Yeah, we had a player, one particular player, more than once got less than 10.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
It was impossible.
I believe
at that
is the mantra of Noel fans walking out of the stadium.
I mean, with their hands to the sky.
Right.
I mean, this is what we're out here doing. This is what we're out here doing.
Tailgate's only a 5-minute walk away. Come on.
It's huge.
I know.
I mean.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean is followed up by I know.
The cooler's cold.
That beer is cold, Jeff. We'll be there in mere minutes. Keep walking.
I know.
It's the Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. This quote is spot on. I don't often say that. Most of the time you can find hyperbole or you can find sort of a PR spin to a quote when it involves personnel or it involves an organization and the person who represents that organization having to say something nice. But in this situation, Tom, tell me if you don't agree that this is a spot on quote.
Oh, I thought you were going to quote me. Okay, so. What did somebody else say?
What Mike Norvell said about graduate transfer Dimitri Emmanuel. We are excited Dimitri has joined the Noel family. Fair enough. Seems believable. All right. I'm going to go parse this now. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to tell you, I think that's an accurate thing. I believe that quote is accurate. I think he believes that. I'm going to repeat that very quickly. It's not the entirety of the quote, lest you start to fret. Quote reads, we are excited Dimitri has joined the Noel family. Believable. Very believable. I think that is true. I think with this offensive line, if I found out the news that Dimitri Emmanuel had joined this group, I'd say, all right, that sounds good to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're pleased. We are pleased. In fact, I might even say we are excited. Go ahead and put that down, Derek. I'm excited that this happened. Anything else, Coach? Anything you want to add? We're sitting out the release, the official release. Do you want to add to your quote beyond we're excited that Dimitri has joined the Noel family? Sure, Derek. I will. Here's what I'll say about Dimitri. He brings a tremendous amount of starting experience. That is true. He does. That is accurate. That's a 100% accurate statement. He started 25 games. That is an inordinate amount of starting experience. So as we continue down the line, all true. Spot the lie. There isn't one so far. Here it is. He brings a tremendous amount of starting experience and proven leadership qualities to our program. Now, you might say, how do you know that? Well, remember, your offensive coordinator and offensive line coach coached Dimitri Emmanuel at Charlotte. So if you weren't sure what kind of leader he was, you could walk right down the hall and ask Coach Atkins, what kind of leader is this kid? Is he going to bring a lot of not only experience but leadership qualities to this team? Absolutely, Coach. All right, throw that in there, Derek. We're good. Good. We got that. Yeah. Dimitri has been an all-conference performer. He has. That is true. Another true part of this quote. This is amazing. All right. He's been an all-conference performer as part of successful teams. That is true, too. That is true, too. Charlotte was briefly, during Dimitri's time, one of the surprise teams of the conference. That is true. That is true. And his blocking has helped playmakers shine. Now, he gets to incorporate part of his mantra and illuminate a truth about Dimitri Emmanuel. That is all in that quote. We're not done. The truth just keeps on flying. Dimitri will help us continue to develop by adding more competition amongst our offensive line. Well, now there we go. A 100% accurate statement and quote from Mike Norvell regarding an incoming player. Bravo! And that doesn't mean that I'm being snarky towards Mike Norvell as if he is some sort of perpetual truth bender.
I don't cheat and I don't lie.
No. That is not it. That is not it at all, because one of the things I've really enjoyed about Mike Norvell in his time as a head coach here at Florida State is his willingness to be truthful and to tackle these issues head on and to allow for access to prove otherwise. So, yes, sir. Well done. Not being snarky. It is just very rare that you glean the truth from any statement from any coach anywhere about anything. And we have a quote here that is 100% accurate, point for point for point. And I thought that warranted me scrutinizing the entirety of an otherwise banal quote. So I did. 25 games, including 24 consecutive starts from 2019 through 2021. He started at left tackle, he started at right tackle, and he started at left guard. So, of course, he'll play center here. Now, the point is...
Don't run with that, people. It's a joke.
He could. We need one. Possibly. We'll see. I'm just happy. And if Alex Adkins is giving the okay on this kid and speaking that highly of him to Coach Norvell enough to say, yeah, we need to get him, it would be a good idea. I think the guy that we trust the most here on staff, for the most part, is Alex Adkins. I think we feel good about his coaching ability, his assessing, his teaching, all of it.
Yeah, you just wonder, you know, this is what we're going to use fall camp for, is did Adkins not see enough out of anybody else in the two deep outside of the
that
four
is correct.
Or five that we
the
know?
The answer is that is correct.
All right. So that's part of a true quote. There you go. Mm-hmm. We're just this is a big truth-telling segment.
I rang the bell, period, about not seeing enough while we were in spring, to the point where people got mad, because every day I'd come in here and I'd go,
Okay, so is Adkins looking at this player as an emergency option or a starter? That let me cut to the chase then. That's the question.
He's looking at him as a guy who's going to compete for a starting job. He may or may not win said starting job. He's looking at this kid as a chance to come in. He has a chance to come in, I believe, 100%. Now, this is my opinion. I'm not speaking for Alex Adkins, but you asked me my opinion. So it is this. He is bringing him in to compete for a starting job. Now, that is a win-win situation. If he doesn't win the starting job, it means somebody you already have on the roster who went through spring had stepped up his game enough to warrant starting over Dimitri and Emmanuel, and that's a good thing. If the kid wins the job, then thank goodness you brought him in, because you just found yourself a bona fide starter and upgraded your five.
Yeah, for me, this was our off-air conversation. I'm looking for him at right guard. That's where I'm going to be looking to see if he lines up early in camp. This was the whole deal. If you couldn't get the unicorn tackle, and Florida State was, I don't know if you heard this, tied to a unicorn tackle for some time. If you can't get that guy, interior is okay. Because I wasn't convinced with what I saw from Darius Washington at right guard. Now, he could get better. They could reshape his body to put himself in a better position to be an interior offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. But I thought Bless Harris
Darius
Washington.
Harris.
Well, what I do know is he was better than I thought he was going to be. That's what I know about Bless Harris.
I think we all agree with that, yeah.
But right guard was not an obvious, you didn't have an obvious answer there. And maybe that's what he's brought in to do. So that's where I'm looking first couple of weeks of camp is Dimitri Emmanuel working with the ones, the twos, wherever, specifically at right guard. Because what's interesting is, according to the release, he had never played right guard. Shouldn't matter that much, though. If he could play right guard, then I feel a whole lot better about the five together that we're going to have.
Hope we get another one. I'd like to bring in another one. I don't know if there's anybody out there that warrants us utilizing a position. But you know, I know they're looking at a JUCO kid as well. You presumably have a couple years with him. So, you know, I we'll see. I want to go back. Yesterday, a gentleman by the name of Alan was, I think, frustrated with me. He thought my negativity overwhelmed the show yesterday.
That apparently is true because the director is nodding and laughing over here.
Well, no, the point is I asked Alan what was it that, you know, what was his projection? You know, I wanted to see where his head was at. It's one thing to say you're overly negative. It's another to tell me, what do you think this team is? So I can see if you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and not a realist, or do you have some sort of reasonable explanation for your opinion of what this team will or will not be? And I wanted to see it. So the point would be, he said director, 8-9 wins or something like that, right? So 8-8 seems like on the high end there. I can get down with that. All right. But I do think, more to the point, that the moves they've made have made Florida State a better football team. So I can just say that without any sort of
qualifier.
Well, yeah, I was going to say qualifier, but I don't have to. There's no caveat to any of this. They are better than they were. The personnel they've brought in, specifically that they've brought in this regard, has improved this football team. No caveat, no qualifier, nothing. That is true. And both things can be true. You can say they are better. I don't know if they're good enough to get to where we want them to be. And where I think the overwhelming majority of our fan base wants this team to be, beyond, we're not talking about fairy tales here. No pie in the sky nonsense. Nobody thinks this team is competing to win the national championship, for example. Okay, so you just throw out, we have to define our terms when we have this conversation. I think most Florida State fans, in an effort to define their terms, I bet you the majority of them would say, I would be over the moon with an 8-4 campaign. 8-4? Would you agree with that? Or 9-3, you're over the moon?
Over the moon.
9-3.
9-3.
9-3, yeah. You're over the moon.
You've won a game that you go, holy bleep, they won that game. And it's not against a North Carolina fraud.
So, over the moon if they go 9-3. 8-4, satisfied. Happy, satisfied to happy?
That's a firm handshake. 8-4.
You know when you go to the doctors and they ask you where your pain level is at and they have the picture on the wall there with the guy's face that coincides with the level of pain that he feels?
We should create one of those
for
the win totals.
I always crack up when I see that picture, first of all. I've taken a picture of it numerous times while sitting in the doctor's office just so I could go back at it and look at it later because it makes me laugh. So every time I say that, I see that, I'm always like, when you see that picture and the guy's at a 9, he is this close to walking out of the doctor's office to hang himself. You can see it. Like, you see the look on that character's face. He's like, I don't have much time, doc. If this is the way I got to live, we ain't doing this. That's the level of pain that he's at. So if that chart existed for Florida State football, 8-4, if you're looking at the coinciding picture, it's just a mild irritation. It's not this, you know, distorted, anguished face. It's sort of a, all right, little 8-4 action. Real improvement. We're going to be okay. 9-3, it's like, oh my God. There, that's not the one, but you found a chart, which is good. By the way,
I search pain tolerance map 1 to 10 doctor's office. That's what I got.
I'll find another one for you. I'll find the one at my doctor's office, but these are good. I'm glad that you threw up the Google search. Put those back up for a second.
This is just, you should have closed the window.
You should have left them up because it's funny. That guy that's a 9, in a weird way, I think he's worse off than the dude that's a 10. He's just steady crying in the corner, red-faced and weeping. This guy's like, oh. Because the guy at 9 had expectations, where the guy at 10 is just like, He doesn't even know what's going on in the world. It's just, Whereas 9's like, oh, I'm so disappointed. Anyhow, save it for later. It's okay. It's a great song, by the way. You can use it later in the show. I'll show you the one. I know there's one that I use that is even better than
that. Is
it
a human face?
No, it's a little drawing.
Okay.
And it's not a round, you know, happy face, sad face type guy. It's like he shows the level of anguish that you get on your face, like the emotions one has on their face when you're winning, losing, nervous. You know what? You know who wasn't nervous as we go to break? This guy watching the Lightning dominate that ass on Sunday. What a day at the office.
On Sunday. Yeah, you brought them. That was the best. Yes, that was the best they've had all playoffs. I was trying to remember back to the fullness of that game. That looked different.
It was amazing.
That was cup worthy, that effort right there.
It was clinical.
You had pretty good seats too, didn't you?
I did.
You were in section what, 118?
I don't remember the section. 124.
124? 122 is where I went all those years. He's only two to the left.
Yeah. 124. 124. Most of the goals happened where I was.
They sure did, didn't they?
Yeah, and it was glorious. But most of them were scored by Tampa Bay.
Well, the Stamkos goal after that, because that sequence was nuts. Oh, you took in a great one.
Yeah, and the Stamkos goal, as soon as it left his stick, I was like, standing. So, there it is. There it is. Get you 100 miles per hour for that ass. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Jeff Cameron Show. Appreciate you being here. I hope you guys are having a tremendous day, and I hope those of you who have little ones finishing up school today that they did so with a smile on their face as you gazed upon the moment and gave them a big old hug and celebrated with them. And if you didn't get a chance to do that this afternoon because you're working, for example, hopefully you get to tonight. Let's pull this up. Let's pull this up, shall we?
What is this?
This is the ACC Network. This is...
I have the answer to this. If you're talking about what's going on in the chat regarding the baseball tournament?
Well, I was perturbed yesterday as it happened. But I think somebody did just allude to this during the chat. James writes, I just checked the ACC Network lineup for this afternoon. The ACC Network is showing a replay of an old Clemson football game instead of the baseball tournament. Un-effing believable. Preston wrote, I truly believe the ACC Network is purposely sabotaging to tank the value of the conference. The games are on ESPNU. I know. But you would like to believe, I mean, as of yesterday, for example, results were happening and you could not see the games. Not on the ACC Network.
Right.
So, rather remarkable. Rather remarkable. So today at 3 o'clock, when, by the way, Florida State is playing, you're going to get the Cheez-It Bowl.
Right.
6 o'clock, you're going to get the spring game from Florida State. You will get the Miami-Florida State game tonight from last year at 8 o'clock in prime time. And I would tell you that if you want to smile and you want a reason to smile, and I think we all do, we could get after that.
Yeah, so I'd clarify one thing, that the baseball game is not on ESPNU television. It's on ESPNU radio on SiriusXM. It's on the Bally Sports app. FSU Baseball tweeted this out earlier today, that it's not going to be, in the state of Florida, today's game is not going to be on your normal Bally Sports Sun, formerly Sunshine Network, or your Bally Sports Florida, FS Florida, is what that used to be. It's not going to be on either of those channels because the Rays and the Marlins are both playing, so you're screwed. You're screwed on proper television. Now, you can get the game on your Bally Sports app, which if you've got a cable provider with those channels, you can pull it up on your app and stream it on your television that way. So that's the public service announcement. It will not be on your television box. It won't be there. It will be in the Bally Sports app. You've got to log in and do that thing, if you're an Xfinity or whoever, and then you can pull it up. So there it is. It's not on ACC Network. Clear. It's on RSNs.
You know, I've been, and everybody who knows me will attest, a big, big champion for the Bally Sports app. I don't know how many times over the years I've told people, would you get with the getting already and get yourself that Bally Sports app? It's everything.
Now, the only question I have, and just to confuse everybody all the more, is if you get ESPN Plus or ACC Network, can you log on to it and get it that way? Because in years past you could, but I'm not sure. Around 3 o'clock I'll have that answer. So it won't help you any. We're off the air.
Yeah, you're screwed. So, by the way, Preston's asked this question, and it's going to give me an opportunity to answer another question, or at least shine a light on something here that I think is important. Director Matthew knows where I'm about to go. Preston writes, Jeff, would you toss $50 on FSU at 30-1 to win the ACC? Well, Preston, I gamble irresponsibly, and I have some money. So I do these things frequently because if I lose the $50, it's not going to bother me. However, there are a lot of people who listen to this show who ought not do that and understand that I'm not telling them that just because I do that, they should do that. I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but I got a very interesting message last week.
From the sports book or from...
No, I got an interesting message from a person who listens to this show.
I'm broke because of you?
Basically.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I tried to be nice. And was nice, to which I got a ridiculous
response.
What's
your Venmo? Let me send you $20?
No, that's certainly not what I was going to do, but it was ridiculous. So I just wanted to note that just a little, here is the qualifier. Just because I let you into my life on a daily basis, which includes my betting habits, doesn't mean that you should take that as gospel on your day-to-day activities in regards to your hard-earned money. Hard-earned money. Okay? You do whatever you think you should do, could do, can handle doing. And I'll do me.
So get down or lay down. The question is, Tom, would you bet $50 on Jeff betting $50? I mean,
well, Preston points out that
what's the return on my investment?
Oh, yeah.
You know, is it like -75,000? So I get like I get a cent or two. If you're giving me even odds, I'm taking that bet every time. But if you're giving me the odds that should be laid on Jeff betting $50, there's no point. There's no ROI.
Preston made me laugh though. He said, "I already have. I was asking if you would personally." Yeah, that's a funny follow up. Yeah, I would. A little burp there.
Excuse you.
Yeah, I would, but I have no faith in this baseball team
right now.
That Triscuit
was delightful.
I've kind of gotten to a place where I'm largely ignoring our baseball team. Kind of have my hands in the air.
Wait a minute. So you're in a place where if it's difficult to find them, you're not going to. That's where you are.
Well, I've got the Bally Sports app, so, you know. But I was saying that... Yeah, I'm not. My daily activities may or may not include, for certain teams, a real concerted effort to see them. You have to give me valid reason to do so other than my job. You have to say, like, oh, we present ourselves. You can be flawed. You can have any number of, you know, issues that I can forgive and forget and soldier on. Then there are these teams you're kind of like, wasting my time over here. I could go play golf with Tom today.
Well, I'm glad I know that that's a better experience for you than watching baseball right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Preston. I'm still not getting this right. I just figured we might be 50-1 to win the baseball tournament.
Oh, you did? I knew that was football the whole way.
No, I really think the baseball team's so sorry that we could
30-1. Oh my God, that would be you insta-bet that if it's the baseball tournament. We've had way worse teams. Just, I mean, clean up there.
I know. I'm half kidding, but yeah, it's not. It ain't pretty.
If it was baseball, that is instant. You go ahead. pay window.
You're throwing your $50 to the air.
Much less so than the football bet. 30 to, that value is insane. If that was literally the baseball value, that would be off the charts. Have
yes,
to play.
You would have to enter the market. I understand. You'd see that and say, okay, I'm in. But I just, dude, that effort this last week, we haven't spoken since Meat said after the win, the series win against Miami, where the bats inexplicably woke up.
Ouch, man, the tables have turned.
No. He said after that game, I have a feeling this won't be the last time we see these home fans. Well, I'm glad he does. I hope he doesn't trust his feelings and make these wagers, because what they promptly did was turn around and get their ass beat for the next four important RPI games. Two of them were close. Anyhow,
yeah,
lost four, and the last two were despicable. So what you're watching there is no, I mean, just we're 10-4, 11-0. I mean, what the hell are we doing out
here? Despicable, pulling out of the Jimbo lexicon.
Despicable.
The wordsmith he is.
Just not even efforting.
I don't cheat and I don't lie.
Except. That's the next line, if he's being honest.
Except that one time.
And by one, I mean thousand. But yes, I would, it's hard to see them putting it all together. But you're right, it's an ACC tournament, and they've got two arms that, if they're right, will beat most teams. Them being right on the road is an interesting proposition, because it is also rare.
Who's got two arms with two middle fingers for Jeff?
I hope the answer is Messick and Hubbard. If Hubbard decides he's going to show up on the road somewhere and not be all fidgety and goofy and can't wait to get out of there after an inning, that'd be nice. That'd be a great thing. It'd be stunning. It would be stunning, but it would be nice.
I feel like this is a montage out of Major League with the angry fandom.
No, how did you watch those games?
No.
Well, there you go.
That's why.
There
I'm
you
at
go.
Peace. I'm at peace.
See, you're reiterating what I just said, and then you're calling me negative.
Well, I'm at peace. I'm not negative.
You didn't even bother.
I'm a neutron,
man.
That's
called giving up on them.
No, I'm not charged
either
way.
You're not negative or positive?
I'm a neutron.
You're just. But here's the deal. You didn't even effort to watch the games.
Well, because I watched the Florida game. And then
well, that was a heartbreaker.
Game one, the walk-off on Thursday. But Friday, Saturday, nah, man. I did not. Especially when Friday went the way it did. I wasn't going to go line up for Saturday. No, sir. Because now the dream is dead for the regional. So I'll be back on that horse if they make this weekend. And, well, I'm going to be watching today. We got to talk about it tomorrow. But I'll be really on the horse as an invested fan for regional.
No matter how
Oxford, wherever they go. Athens, who knows.
It's going to be hard for you to watch today, though. It's going to be hard. Not because of your emotions. Just going to literally
can't
be
find
very
it. Yeah.
Difficult for you to watch today.
I don't have the Bally Sports app.
You can download it. I got it right here, buddy. You can download that sucker.
Actually, I don't have Bally Sports anymore. Because
Neither do I have the app.
And
I use
you.
Somebody else's login.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I am a cheat.
If you want to airdrop that over this way,
I'm a cheat. Well, you know, the great Matt Millar has every Bally Sports app that they have, anything. You know, their TV shows.
Then I already know the information.
We're all set, yeah.
Same password since 09.
But that Bally Sports app, boy, that comes in handy when you're just driving down the road. You're like, oh, is Noel's on today? No, not on any station you've ever heard of. But the Bally Sports app has got them. Then, okay. Frustrating. What I hope is, obviously, all jokes aside, they show up, play well, and who knows? You know, I mean, if you're going to compete, you might as well try to win the ACC championship.
Well, it would be just like them to follow up an 0-4 week with winning these two and then two on the weekend and hoisting an ACC title. Then you've been 500 over the last 2 weeks. Doesn't help you host a regional, but you're also an ACC champion. This would be very like them.
It would make me laugh, and it would be very like them, and it isn't crazy to think that it could happen because the ACC is what it is. I mean, and by the way, it's not just the ACC. It's baseball being baseball, which if you have a couple of arms who on their best day are capable of being really good, and they do have that. All jokes aside, all criticism aside, they have a couple of guys that when they're right, they're as good as anybody in the country. They've been less right lately. And that has been really frustrating because that's the one thing you thought you could depend on. Like, I didn't think You know, I'm going to fall back on their base running. No. Well, at least they'll pick it up. No. No. Well, they'll communicate on those in-between. No. No, they're not going to do that. Well,
they'll nearly kill themselves running from second base out to the warning track in right field.
That's communication, or lack thereof. They'll hit for power, despite all those strikeouts. No, no. Well, at least they walk. Nope, nope, don't do that either. Last in the conference, in fact. Don't walk, don't hit for power, don't score a lot of runs. I think last in the conference in runs as well. Don't get on base to save their life. Don't pick up the baseball. Don't run the base as well. Don't communicate. But at least we've got those two aces that on their best day. That's what I was hoping to fall back on. And when they weren't good lately, I thought, well, good God, man. Do I have nothing to fall back on as we go into postseason? It's a legitimate question.
It's a legitimate question, Professor. Would you eat it?
I know I would. Wash it down with an ice cold Budweiser. If the moon were made of
spare ribs.
Oh, my goodness. Best spare ribs I've ever had. Minneapolis, right after the Pearl Jam show 10 years ago. Jeff Cameron Show, hour number 2, forthcoming. Stay with me.